This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Whoa, what happened there? Hold on. Wow, the voice just went out. Okay, we're back. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we're here to talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, and the great outdoors. You name it, we got it this morning. Lots of stuff coming out of our Maryland Department of Natural Resources and the Natural Resources Police. Where do I begin? Oh, let's begin right here. Apparently, there is an increasing sale of illegal baby turtles. And according to our Natural Resources Police, this takes place whenever a teenage mutant Ninja Turtle movie opens. Yes, there's a new Mutant Ninja Teenage... What are they? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle... What the hell is that? Anyway, they were around, what, back in the 80s? And then, why now? I mean, it's just another regurgitation of Hollywood. Can't think of an original idea. But anyway... Let me read that again. There's going to be a briefing on Monday that there's an effort to prevent an increase in the illegal sale of baby turtles that usually accompany the opening of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. That's going on at 10:30 on Monday, and that will be at DNR headquarters. So if you're interested in that, it's actually only open to the press. Since the release of the first Ninja Turtles movie in 1990, hundreds of thousands of live turtles have been purchased at the urging of young Ninja Turtle fans, according to organizations such as the American Tortoise Rescue and the Mid-Atlantic Turtle and Tortoise Society. When interest wanes, the baby turtles, mostly red-eared sliders from turtle farms down south, are tossed outside, flushed down the toilet, or abandoned at nature centers and zoos. The estimated fatality rate is 90%. From their experience, NRP officers know that is true. And there have already been complaints this summer of small turtles being sold at street fairs and festivals. Hey, come and see the fire eater and the juggler and get your baby turtle. And have a funnel cake while you're at it. Federal law prohibits the sale of turtles smaller than 4 inches around. It's not very big, is it? But apparently you can get them smaller than that, and people are illegally selling them. So apparently there's no problem if they're larger than 4 inches around or captured in the wild. In addition, turtles carry salmonella, which can infect children, people on chemotherapy, and those immune deficiencies. I think there should have been a with in there. Federal law prohibits the sale of turtles smaller than 4 inches around or captured in the wild. So if you catch a turtle in the wild, you're not allowed to sell it, apparently. In addition, turtles carry... about the commercial market for snapping turtles and snapping turtle eggs? Got to be something. Well, anyway, I'm just reading it, folks. Turtles carry salmonella, which can infect children, people on chemotherapy, and those immune deficiencies. I'm assuming that's supposed to be with. The answer? Buy a Ninja Turtle toy. Not a ninja, not a real turtle. All right, that's enough. That's enough. That's enough. That goes out to the NRP police. That's just one campaign that was launched this week. The Ninja Turtle campaign, the anti-Ninja Turtle campaign. Another campaign, oh, that's launched next week, excuse me. That's when the press is going to get together. The press is going to gather at the DNR headquarters and learn about Ninja Turtles. And anyway, I didn't tell you this one last week. I had trouble telling you this last week, but it's official now. Also from the Natural Resources Police. Same person as the public information officer, though, just both these campaigns. NRP and DNR fisheries managers kick off the campaign in Annapolis. The Maryland Natural Resources Police rolled out a campaign, its newest education and enforcement campaign, to help protect the Chesapeake Bay blue crab population. Now look, folks, this is vitally important. We are protecting the Chesapeake blue crab population with this campaign. What do you think it's called? Any guesses? 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Oh, please call. I need a guess on this. Somebody call in and guess what the campaign is that will its newest education and enforcement campaign to help protect Chesapeake Bay blue crab population. Please, somebody take a guess. 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. The campaign takes aim at those who ignore state regulations on minimum sizes, possession limits, harvest hours, and crab pot registrations. Officers will also be on the lookout for recreational crabbers who keep female crabs, which is illegal in Maryland. We will use every enforcement tool available to us, including saturation patrols, undercover operations, night vision equipment, and the cameras and radar units of the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, said Colonel George F. Johnson IV, the NRP superintendent. Let me read that again. We will use every enforcement tool available to us, including saturation patrols, undercover operations, night vision equipment, and the cameras and radar units of the Maritime Law Enforcement Information Network, said Colonel Johnson. In 2013, the reason for the effort is based on science, explained Lynn Fagley, DNR Fisheries Deputy Director. In 2013, there's a logo and everything. Oh, come on. Call and guess what it's called, please. In 2013, the crab population experienced very poor reproduction. Very few young crabs arrived in the bay that year. These crabs grew to adults during the summer of 2013 and were then subjected to the severe cold of last winter, which caused the death of between 20 and 30% of adult crabs in Maryland. It was a double whammy, said Fagley. 2014 Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey. Results showed the abundance of spawning age females at 69 million, just below the minimum safe levels of 70 million. The density, how do they know that? Anyway, the harvest density of harvestable crabs, male crabs greater than 5 inches, and females that could potentially spawn declined this year, 2014. As a result, regulators in Maryland, Virginia, and the Potomac River are collaborating to provide additional protection for the female crabs, Fegley said. Colonel Johnson said that with temperatures rising in the Chesapeake Bay and the coastal bays and crabbing activities reaching their peak, now is the time to know and follow the rules. Nothing symbolizes Maryland more than the blue crab. I've lived here all my life, and no one enjoys a crab feast more than I do, Johnson said. But unless we do our part to protect them, that part of our summer tradition could be in jeopardy. Tony, would you care to guess the name of this enforcement campaign?
Well, I thought the name of the enforcement campaign might be Got Crabs.
Nope. It's worse than that.
Oh, but I thought his name's Johnson. I figured it was Got Crabs.
Well, that's a good guess.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else? 410-922-6680? It hurts my heart to say this. The Maryland Natural Resources Police newest education and enforcement campaign to help protect the Chesapeake blue crab population is called Don't Get Pinched. Why are you so amused there, Brian? You can pick up the phone. Don't Get Pinched. Our slogan, Don't Get Pinched, is a lighthearted way of reminding people to play by the rules while crabbing, because rest assured, we'll do everything in our power to catch violators, said Colonel, again, George F. Johnson IV, NRP superintendent. So now we have the NRP telling us, don't get pinched. We're going to pull out all the stops. We're going to use radar. We're going to use night vision. We're going to use flamethrowers. We're going to use smart bombs. We're going to take care of these people who are crabbing illegally. And let's talk to Rich. He's on the road. Go ahead, Rich. What's your name for
this?
Hey,
good morning. I'm actually heading down the Wye River and go crabbing right now.
So what's your name for this program?
It's good, but, I mean, I like the smart bomb and the flamethrower.
Oh, you like that? Yeah. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops, man, you know?
Yeah, I know they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been pulled over yet this year. I was last year, you know, and they were checking for sizes.
Anybody threatened to pinch you?
No, but I thought size does matter, though.
No, that's true. That's another good one. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're heading down to Y right now. We're going to be launching in about 15, 20 minutes.
Have you been out yet?
This year we have. We've caught about 7 bushels so far this year.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
We're running about 30 traps today.
Yeah. Well, that's, hey, good luck to you, man.
All right, I appreciate it.
Rich?
Yes, sir?
Don't get pinched.
I won't get pinched.
Good grief.
Hey, but what, like my wife says, size does matter.
Yeah, okay. We're getting those kind of jokes this morning. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Oh, you folks are going places I would not go on the air. All right. What do we have to do here? Oh, brother. Okay. Why don't we talk about Chesapeake Outdoors? Since we're talking about crabbing and he's going to Wye River, Chesapeake Outdoors is located on the way. As a matter of fact, Route 50 East, just after across the Bay Bridge. It's exit 39B there on Kent Island. And Chesapeake Outdoors does have Kent Island's largest selection of hunting and fishing and crabbing supplies. I mean, if you are going crabbing, they've got everything you need. If you're a If you have a waterfront dock, they have the pots you can use on your dock. They have the traps and the buoys and the lines, the trot lines, you name it. They've got it for crabbing and even got plenty of crab bait, too. The fishing supplies would be rods and reels and tackle and, of course, live bait and frozen bait for both fishing and crabbing. Now, when it comes to the hunting end of it, well, of course, they've got firearms and ammunition, but right now they're getting ready for bow season, and that's with the Matthews compound bows and Parker compound bows, and then they've got crossbows also by Parker and Barnett and Mission, and they've even got Excalibur crossbows and the brand-new Carbon Express crossbow. So stop by and see that full lineup at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, Route 50 East, exit 39B. They're fresh. Their friendly and professional staff will be more than glad to help you find what you need. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. That would be the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. It's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat motor and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. New this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. And check out the new Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, hey, it's Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end, hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island, go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. Custom-tied bucktails and trolling lures for rockfish, and all you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, summer's time for picnics and family get-togethers and camping trips. Summer's the time for corn on the cob, steamed crabs, and fresh tomatoes. Summer is cold, juicy watermelons. You know the Schillinger family at Papa John's Farm? They like to steam their crabs with corn on the cob for a great family dinner. Now, they don't sell crabs, but boy,
Imagine hot corn with crab spice on it and some crab. Oh, man. If you enjoy your time outdoors with great tasting food, head to Schillinger Papa John's Farm in Severn. At their enormous produce barn, their own tasty, super sweet corn and homegrown tomatoes are ready to go. There's squash and zucchini and peppers and onions and all the, you know, peaches and plums, green beans, cucumbers, mouthwatering cantaloupes, and sweet, sweet watermelons, too. I've been eating on some peaches I got there all week long. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8065 New Cut Road in Severn. The phone number, 410-969-8810. If you're getting together for a big old, you know, family reunion or church outing and you want some corn on the cob, well, Papa John's Farm. They're open every day, Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7, Sunday 9 to 6. That phone number, 410-969-8810. 410-969-8810, Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I drive a John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right. We are back. We are back, live and in person. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. A couple of new state records, two in one day, as a matter of fact, or within 24 hours. Just after midnight on June 1st, Jay Berry of Chesapeake Beach caught a record northern snakehead in Pamunkey Creek. He was fishing with a bow and arrow in the annual Potomac Snakehead Tournament, and DNR Title Bass Program Manager Joe Love, who's been a guest on this show, certified the 16.78-pound fish that afternoon at Smallwood State Park, weighing it in and at the weigh-in, and marked Maryland's first record snakehead. Later that same day, Teddy McKenzie of Upper Marlboro brought his catch to the Potomac Snakehead weigh station, where it tipped the scales at 16.94 pounds and ended Barry's claim to the record. So, didn't last long, but both of them were certified as state records. Each angler will receive a Maryland state record plaque and a chance to win prizes in the invasive species category of the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. DNR created the new snakehead category, invasive species category, to raise public awareness of the harm invasives can cause, adding that northern snakehead to the state record list last year. Invasives are a non-native species that can aggressively establish themselves in an ecosystem and negatively impact native plants, animals, or habitat. To qualify for the records or the angler awards for the invasive fish category, which includes northern snakehead, blue catfish, and flathead catfish, anglers must keep, harvest their fish. That means you must keep them and kill them. Those who qualify in the invasive species category will be entered into a special drawing for one of two prizes this fall. Then on June 28th, John Henry of Sunrise, Florida, caught two cobia, two that tied for the record. Henry and his friends were heading south from the Ocean City Inlet to do some free dive spearfishing over the African Queen wreck when they spotted a few cobia near Little Gull Shoals. Henry cast a bucktail lure with a plastic eel trailer and hooked one. After an hour-long fight, he had the fish on the boat, and he quickly cast back into another and hooked it. The crew headed back to Sunset Marina for a weigh-in, where DNR biologist Steve Doctor determined them to be essentially identical.
Both fish came in at 54.5 inches long and 75 pounds, beating the 72-pound record set in 2009 by Chris Toner. And then, on June 30th, John Schar of Cardiff, California, caught a record-setting wahoo. He was trolling a crystal and chartreuse seawitch lure with a ballyhoo trailer in about 60 fathoms of water over the rock pile. 60 fathoms, by the way, is 360 feet. Fishing a hot spot 58 miles southeast of Ocean City and hooked an 82-inch, 131-pound wahoo. Sunset Marina Waymaster Dave Wengel weighed the fish on the International Game Fish Association certified scale, and DNR Steve Doctor certified the catch as a new state record. The previous record was 111-pound fish caught in 2003 by Chris Tiller. 131-pound wahoo, 82 inches long, nearly 7 feet. That's huge. Well, there we go. Four new state records in the month of June. And here it is August, and we're hearing about it now. That's up to date. Spoke at the Maryland Taxidermists Association convention last Saturday night in Hagerstown. Spoke briefly about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. And seemed to be well received. We are doing what I consider a soft launch of the Maryland Hunting Coalition in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which will be out next week. I'll tell you, probably midweek, and I'll tell you next Saturday that it'll probably be up on the website and ready to roll. You can see it there. We're probably going to have our Maryland Hunting Coalition website up and running as well, and we're getting a lot of, again, broad support from around the region. There are a lot of issues that are coming to the forefront when you start talking about Maryland hunting, even this time of year with the season, you know, a month away. We've got some issues that are very important. The first one, of course, we're defending, of course, is the attack by the Maryland Horse Council on Sunday hunting. And we've written some emails, and we've talked to some folks that are involved in that, and it's been interesting set of events, interesting responses, and actually non-responses from some people that could be very helpful. But we'll see what we have to do with that. And here's the good news: Michael D. Hayden and William J. Lednum, both of Tillman Island, pleaded guilty Friday in U.S. District Court, this was yesterday, to conspiring to violate the Lacey Act and to defraud the United States through their illegal harvesting and sale of 185,925 pounds of striped bass. 185,925 pounds of striped bass. Hayden and Ledlam face a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine when they're going to be sentenced later this year. In addition to the fines and prison time, Hayden and Ledlam have agreed to pay restitution to the state of Maryland of between $498,293 and $929,625. Where they came up with those nice round numbers, I do not know. The defendants have further agreed to forfeit the monetary equivalent of 80% of the value of the vessel primarily used during the conspiracy. Plea agreements were announced by U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Rod J. Rosenstein, Colonel George F. Johnson IV, there he is again, Superintendent of the Maryland Natural Resources Police, and Honora Gordon, Regional Special Agent in charge for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. These defendants admitted systematically plundering the Chesapeake Bay of an important and protected natural resource and at the expense of many honest fishermen who play by the rules, said Sam Hirsch. He's the acting Assistant Attorney General for
the Justice Department's Environment and Natural Resources Division. The Justice Department is committed to enforcing environmental laws that protect our shared resources and sustain vital marine life of the Chesapeake Bay for future generations. And I had to say something. It's a quote. Let's take a break there in that action and talk to Jerry about Fullerton on a completely different subject. Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for calling in. What's up?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I was just asking you about these fox hunters against the hunting and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And if I could reach a number, which I would back you people, I think it's atrocious.
If you could do what with a number?
Well, how could we do something to go against them, sign anything, call somebody, call the legislators or whatever?
Jerry, you don't have a computer, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. When we're done with this call, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to ask Brian to get your name, your phone number, and even your address.
Right.
And we'll add you to the list of the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And what we'll do is we'll put you on the mailing list, and we'll send you some information. We are crafting right now a policy strategy to fight this.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What that means is we're working behind the scenes. We're working with some lawmakers, and we're coming up with a plan. Okay, they have a plan.
Right.
They're instituting their plan.
Right.
They're already working with the politicians. They're already working at the highest levels, and we're a little bit behind the curve on this because we didn't quite see this coming. But trust me, if we can get enough people together between now and January, when the General Assembly goes into effect, and we can raise enough money to hire an advocate, a lobbyist, to work for hunters, we'll be able to fight this, and we'll be able to at least maintain what we have and not lose anything.
Right.
That's what the Maryland Hunting Coalition is all about. Information coming to you with a recommendation on who you can call, where you can call, what you can say.
Right.
And then you know, support us to be able to pay for a lobbyist. Okay.
Right.
I mean, you can't. You could send a guy some money on your own, but it's far better if it comes through the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Right.
You with me?
Another thing, yeah, I'm with you. I fully understand what you said.
Jerry, are you registered to vote, by the way?
Huh?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. That's vital. If you don't have a vote, you don't have a voice.
Two can play this game, okay?
Yeah.
You serve the tennis balls and me, I'll bet back in your court.
That's right.
Okay. Now, another thing I want to tell you real quick is I lived my life in woods. We had turtles. I never got disease from a turtle. But the only thing my father would say is put the turtle back where it belongs.
Sure.
And we were only 8 years. You were only 8 years old.
Hey, I caught a box turtle when I was a kid. Probably a couple of them.
Yes.
And you know what? If you keep them in a cardboard box, they're gone. They chew right through the box.
Yeah.
You know, and they're gone.
My father was one. He said, "Take the turtle back in the woods." I know you kids love turtles.
Yeah, sure they
do. You're doing an injustice. Okay, I'll let you go, Alan. Thanks a lot for talking.
Well, hang on there, Jerry. Hang on. We're going to put you on hold and get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on. Okay, so back to these two watermen. According to their plea agreements, Hayden, who's 41, and Lednam, who's 42, were captains on fishing vessels owned by them and their companies. The defendants also employed numerous helpers as part of the scheme, including co-defendant Kent Sadler, who's 31, also of Tillman Island. From 2007 to 2011, at least, Hayden and Ledlam illegally harvested, possessed, falsely labeled, and or sold at least 185,925 pounds of striped bass. They used illegally weighted and or anchored gill nets, left the nets in the water overnight, and set the nets during times when the commercial striped bass gill netting season was closed.
The defendants exceeded their maximum daily vessel limit of striped bass and either unloaded the surplus onto an anchored vessel or paid others to check in fish for them. Hayden and Ledenham falsified the permit allocation cards and daily catch records for their striped bass fishing trips to over-report the number of striped bass caught and under-report the weights. This allowed them to request additional state tags under false pretenses and therefore harvest additional striped bass illegally. Hayden and Ledlam shipped and sold striped bass worth $498,293 to wholesalers in New York and Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. None of the fish was properly reported. None of the fish were properly reported. That's a little typo there, I think. At Maryland check-in stations or on the permit allocation cards of daily catch records submitted to the Department of Natural Resources. Those records are used by numerous federal and interstate agencies to set harvest levels all along the eastern seaboard. The investigation started in February 2011, and you'll remember this when the Maryland Natural Resources police officers on patrol off Kent Island found tens of thousands of pounds of striped bass snagged in illegal anchored nets before the season officially reopened. The conspirators were seen on the water in the vicinity of the illegal nets. The subsequent investigation unveiled a wider criminal enterprise. Sadler previously pleaded guilty to his participation in the conspiracy and is scheduled to be sentenced on October 21st. U.S. District Judge Richard D. Bennett scheduled sentencing for Hayden and Ledenham on November 4th and 5th, respectively. United States Attorney Rod Rosenstein praised the Maryland Natural Resources Police and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for their work in the investigation. Rosenstein thanked Todd Gleason and Shani Patel of the Department of Justice Environmental Crime Section and Assistant U.S. Attorney P. Michael Cunningham, who prosecuted the case. And, of course, as always, NRP signs off their press releases with, "Be sociable, share." £1,925 of striped bass. £185,925 of striped bass. All right, 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Your comments, please, on these two poachers, Michael D. Hayden and William J. Ledenham, 185,925 pounds of striped bass. They seem to be linked to the illegal preseason, illegal gill netting of striped bass from Tillman. And that was an investigation that started in 2011. They were apparently doing this from 2007 to 2011, 4 years of that type of behavior. And we got that story. And we've got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles story about not buying. Yeah, I know, that's nothing. And then the Don't Get Pinched campaign. A lot of NRP news this morning. Yes, don't get pinched. Here, you can see the logo. Look, it's a red and blue logo. It's got a blue kind of a drawing of a blue crab. And that's exactly what it's doing. Look, see? It's pinching. Just what you're doing there with your little hands. It's pinching you. Yeah, don't get pinched. Don't get pinched. Don't we need a break or something, Brian? Yeah, I think we should take one. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I was just there yesterday. Oh, yes. I was looking at some Brownings, and I was looking at... Actually, I purchased a Leopold scope yesterday. I'm putting a new scope on my shotgun. I bought a Leopold 2-7 with a fire dot, 30-millimeter scope. And very much looking forward to replacing the old 1.5 to 4
power scope on my shotgun and using that for, you know, management hunts and things like that. So we'll see how that works out. But, yeah, looking forward to that. But they do have rifle scope, and they go from Bushnell to Nikon to Leupold to – what's the other one? There's another one. It's a little better than Leupold. Well, I forget. But anyway, you'll find out when you go see Clyde Sport Shop and check out their complete line of firearms, muzzleloaders, shotguns, and rifles from Browning and Remington, and all of them, all brands, all the time. And don't forget handguns, too, from great manufacturers for personal protection, home protection, shooting sports, recreational shooting. They've got them all. And if you love fishing, of course, Clyde Sport Shop has everything you need for fishing and crabbing, including bait, including a 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474 is that number, 247-FISH, for the 24-hour fishing hotline. And they'll tell you where the fish are biting, what they're biting on, how to use the right tackle to catch them. And, of course, if you're seeking advice on a firearm, they're active sportsmen, they're shooters, they like to shoot sporting clays, and they can help you out with your purchase on that. So, 410-242-6108 is the phone number for Clyde Sports Shop, and they're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. 242-6108 is their phone number. They've been there since 1957. They got hunting and fishing licenses. They take all major credit cards, and they're open 7 days a week. And the website's ClydeSports.com. There you go, Clyde Sports Shop. Proud to have them as a sponsor.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Hey, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Another challenge, that's right. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. Diamond Jim, he's a rockfish, now worth $25,000, swimming in Chesapeake Bay. Just waiting to take your bait. That's right. Your spot, your bucktail, your chum. He's there. Go get him. Diamond Jim has lots of imposters out there, too. Even they're worth $500. That's right. Catch a rockfish with a bright green tag and call the number on the tag. You might just have captured a $25,000 prize. Hey, we caught them last year. You can catch them this year. And if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. If you catch a state record, you know, a big wahoo or cobia or snakehead, well, you know, you're in there, too. All you have to do is certify your catch. You're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify for the Angler's Award. You can win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Stop by your local fishing citation center, or check the fishing rule book, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov. That's GOV for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Citation Fish Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling Lucky?
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
All right, now, Willie, how old's he? 90 yet? I went to see him in concert down at the Civic Center. And I was with a girl at the time named BJ. That was her name. That's how, okay. So we're sitting there, and the row in front of us had about 15 people in it, and they were passing a joint back and forth among themselves, which is, shocking Willie Nelson concert, I know, you know. BJ took it upon herself to tap one of the guys in front of us on the shoulder and ask him to put his cigarette out. He just passed it on to the next guy, and she said, "You're not allowed to smoke in here." I thought, we're going to die. But, you know, yeah, hey, what are you going to do? they weren't aggressive at all. All right. We got a couple minutes left, and I told you a little bit about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. The way to join is very simple. It's free. We need your email address so we can send you our email newsletter. And that's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll have a new email address for you here soon. We're building the website. We're talking about the need for the Maryland Hunting Coalition coming up in the next issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly. But what if you're a hunter, is important to you? What would you like to see changed? Are you happy with the status quo? Aren't there any issues that you can think of? Do you not believe that the threats to hunting are real? Because they are. And I could tick off a few of them. I want you to understand something. We have not only the Maryland Horse Council, the organized horse people in Maryland, that are standing against. And you know what? I don't have anything against horse people. They can ride anywhere they want, anytime they want. You know, but they have something against me because I may at one point or time prefer to hunt on a Sunday somewhere where they feel that it's their God-given right to ride horses. Well, for the most part, Sunday hunting takes place on private property. And there's a lot to that issue, but and not time enough to get into all of it here. But the other, you know, you got to keep in mind that the HSUH, which is Humane Society of the United States, with its headquarters here in Maryland, has declared its all-out war on hunting at the local level. Well, where do you think they're going to start if their headquarters are Maryland? You ought to do a little reading on the Humane Society of the United States. Their goal is to end hunting, recreational hunting, and they'll use every means possible to do it. They'll call your grandmother. They'll send your great aunt a letter and say, you know, HSUS looks out for little puppies and kitties around the country, and we need your money to help do that. Well, they only take in about $200 million a year to do normal campaigns. They are a rabid leftist organization that hates everything we do in this country, for the most part, when it comes to animals. Humane Society of the United States. That's the name of the group. And they hate hunting, and they hate fishing. So let's get that right up front, and their headquarters are here in Maryland, and they're coming after us. Yeah, what would be next? They like to support, you know, people who trap. They like to support people who work against people who trap, for example. Fur bears for profit. And, you know, the folks that take care of your animal damage, the people that come out and, you know, catch your groundhogs or catch your coyotes or foxes or beavers. Well, the Humane Society of the United States doesn't want you to do that. You know, if an animal's causing damage, just let them go. You know, it's all fine. Don't worry about your kids, or don't worry about your health, or don't worry about your livestock, or don't worry about your own land. It's okay. They're just being animals. But what's important to you? What about bear hunting? You know, about 4,000 people apply for the bear lottery every year, which is open right now, by the way. And certain groups will push legislation to put a moratorium on bear hunting. And you know what? If there's nobody standing in the gap in Annapolis, those bills could pass and hunting could be hard. All right. Think about that through the break. Call me right after the next top of the next hour. We'll be back with the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Maybe even we'll just explore that a little bit more. Now it's time for me to say get out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed